Good morning for WBAI News in New York. I'm Linda Perry. Following Donald Trump's victory, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's prepared to work with him to help the working class, but he will vigorously oppose other policies promised by the president-elect. Sanders says Trump tapped into the anger of a declining middle class that is tired of establishment economics, establishment politics, and establishment media. According to Sanders, people are tired of working longer hours for lower wages, of seeing decent-paying jobs go to China, and other low-wage countries, of billionaires not paying any federal income taxes, and of not being able to afford a college education for their kids, all while they become much richer. Sanders continued, saying to the degree that Trump is seriously pursuing policies that improve the lives of working families in this country, I and other progressives are prepared to work with him. To the degree that he pursues racist, sexist, xenophobic, and anti-environmental policies, we will vigorously oppose him. And firebrand Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is also proposing a rapprochement, that she and Trump put aside differences and work together to rebuild the American economy for working people. Warren has waged a bitter war of words with Trump. She called him a pathetic coward and worse on Twitter. He nicknamed her Pocahontas. As recently as Monday, Trump called Warren a terrible person, terrible human being, and a terrible senator. In a statement yesterday, Warren said the integrity of U.S. democracy is more important than an individual election. She says she hopes Trump will fulfill the role of president with respect and concern for every single person in this country, no matter who they are. The White House says Melania Trump will meet with the First Lady, Michelle Obama, this morning. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House today, this as they prepare for the transition of power. Yesterday afternoon, Obama came out of the White House onto the Rose Garden with words of optimism and a pledge to work for a peaceful transition of power. Obama, who warned with a Trump victory all progress would go down the drain, urged a coming together.
I'm looking forward to doing everything that I can to make sure that the next president is successful in that. I think of this job as being a relay runner. You take the baton, you run your best race, and hopefully by the time you hand it off, you're a little further ahead. You've made a little progress. And I can say that we've done that, and I want to make sure that handoff is well executed, because ultimately we're all on the same team.
Protests were held yesterday afternoon in front of Trump Towers and also in Union Square. Activists have been speaking out, saying they will safeguard against abuses. David Cobb is Jill Stein Ajamu Baraka's campaign manager. Reacting to much of the sadness over President-elect Trump, he says, mourn, organize.
We have to come together. We have to fight. But we're not fighting to save the dying system. We're fighting to create an entirely new system. That means new political, economic, and social institutions. We have to create the world that we want. That means that white people have got to stand in support of and in solidarity with people of color. It means Christians have to support and stand with Jews and Muslims. It means straight people have to stand with the LGBT community. It means men must stand with women. We have a crisis on our hands, and we have to act accordingly. There are growing movements for peace, justice, democracy, and ecology in this country. The Green Party aspires to be the electoral arm of that movement. We know that over a million people voted for peaceful, nonviolent revolution when they cast ballots for Jill Stein and Ajamu Baraka. We know that ranked choice voting won in Maine, in a statewide initiative, and in Benton County, Oregon, in a countywide initiative. We know that voters in Washington State and California voted for a constitutional amendment to abolish the illegitimate concept of corporate constitutional rights and money as speech. We know that Greens won in California, in Michigan, in Illinois, in New England. We won in many local races. WBAI listeners know, because they get information from a non-corporately filtered source of news information and analysis. Now is the time for us to mourn and organize.
David Cobb, Jill Stein, Ajamu Baraka's campaign manager. Cobb says activists are hitting the ground today in direct actions against the passage of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, in the lame duck session. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.